Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at WannaCry again, but looking at, hey, why does it work? Why didn't people patch? So as when WannaCry was hitting on May 12th, that Friday, we were at Converge. I was, a number of my friends and coworkers were. And Converge is in Detroit, and Detroit is, of course, in the manufacturing heartland, right? So surrounded by us were people who were responsible for the care and feeding and safety of IT equipment that produces in our manufacturing plants. And of course, we all solemnly grit our teeth when everyone's like, well, you should just patch and upgrade Windows XP. So today, tip for you, patching isn't that easy. I'm going to cover why, especially on the manufacturing floor. And upgrading isn't that easy. I'm also going to cover why, especially on the manufacturing floor. It's just not that easy. When we look at the WannaCry exploit, it originally was released with Shadow Brokers. A patch was produced in April by Microsoft, and the patch was for the new OS, right? So if you think about zero days, the definition of zero being when it's exploited and released. 1, 2, 3, 4. How many days it takes to get that patch? Usually it's around 20 or 30. And then there's another window after that, which is how many days it takes for the patch to be deployed. Generally, most organizations, it's 180. For critical patches, by compliance, it's supposed to be 30 or 45. Don't keep that in mind for the new OSs. But they didn't release anything for the old OSs, like Windows XP or 2000. And that gave rise to this term of like forever days, right? Because it's not zero counting up, it is forever. It's forever unpatched. And that is what rattled everyone on May 12th when this exploit started taking off. Now you may wonder, well, how big is old equipment on the manufacturing floor? We did an analysis of our assessments last year, and on the manufacturing floor, 40% of the equipment were between 11 and 16 years old. 11 and 16 years old, prime time for Windows XP, right? And another 40% were 16 years or older. So 80% of the equipment was in this forever day state. And we look at manufacturing, this is why they're like constantly buying like serial cards, right? Serial cards are still produced and still shipped to computers all over the world for manufacturing purposes because they're still running DOS, they're still running Windows 98, they're still running Windows 2000, XP, not Windows ME, I almost said that, but no, I've never seen that, thank goodness. But they still are, and it's because this equipment is millions of dollars, it's because this equipment has a lifespan of 30 years, and it's because this equipment has maintained by vendors who won't let you necessarily just go ahead and replace the computer or upgrade it. You can't do that without breaking key functionality and perhaps putting that plant in the production at risk. And therefore, we're in the state in the manufacturing heartland where 80% of our plant floor equipment, not corporate equipment, plant floor equipment, 80% of it is susceptible to something like WannaCry, and it spreads like wildfire. There are things like network segmentation. I'm sure there's a million controls you're thinking about. Hit me up in comments or on social media. But that is the state we found ourselves in. Thankfully, on May 13th, Microsoft released an emergency patch for WannaCry that allowed us to take care of this older equipment. But even then, much like with the new stuff, it's going to take a long time for that patch to get put in place. And it's going to take a long time for us to go through change review, manufacturing review, vendor approvals, all those sort of things. So right now today, several days after the patch was released, I can tell you still a huge number of equipment out there and will be for the foreseeable future that is susceptible to this malware. So tomorrow we'll take a look at how it stopped and what it might mean for future attacks. But hit me up in comments. How do you protect this huge glut of equipment on the manufacturing floor that's that old, and what does it mean for medical, which is in similar situations? Talk to you.